Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Justin Thomas for par.
Oh, no.
Well, he said earlier in the week, talking about Oakmont, it's a place where you need to be very, very patient. That is going to test his patience.
Oh my goodness.
This might send it over the edge.
This place is relentless.
Wow.
Completely uncompromising.
Justin Thomas with a 4-putt. He had 22 feet for birdie. He ends up double bogeying. That second putt, how far would you say the second putt was? 4 feet, not even 3 feet. Would you go good on that? You would give that putt if you're playing with somebody. You would give that putt, right?
I'm a weirdo with the gimmies. I almost never do them. I don't know if it's just because I just never. It's got to be like 2 feet and in for me to give it.
Okay. That might be a little further. That might be close to 4, 4.5.
Is that one, though, where because they just missed one of that was really short right before?
That's then you would where give I it? May be giving up. If I see you're really hurting and I can see you got the brain scramblies going on, I'll grab that.
See,
get out of here.
He misses like a 3-footer right before, lips out. He's got another 4-footer. And then that one lips out. Oof. If I hadn't given him the second one, in a tournament you would never give any, but you're just playing with a buddy, and they missed the second one, that's one where even if I hadn't given it, missing the second one, I think I'd say you were good.
Right.
Say you were good.
Retroactive gimme.
If somebody gave that to you, though, would you take it? Would you write down the bogey instead of the double bogey?
If somebody told me after I missed it
that you were good.
No, I can't.
You'd write down the double.
I would write down the double.
Now that I think about this, you did this for me last year. We were playing around towards the end of the summer, and you gave me one, I think.
I don't remember. I probably played a lot since then.
Well, right. But I feel like I remember that happening once. It was like a really weird putt, and it...
Okay.
But I gave it to you after,
I've definitely done it.
But see, the key thing is here is you have to pay it back. So like, I still technically owe you.
So I think
that's how it should work when you're just playing with buddies.
I think that's a strategy. So I played at a Tri-County yesterday. I played in a match against one of the members there, and there was a little bit of a this is newer to me, like doing like match play stuff like this. So the giving of putts. It's almost like I feel like it's a mental game.
There's a code.
It's like, I'm going to give you, not that I did this in the moment, but I thought about it a little bit after. Like, if you give a guy, a 4-footer, isn't he going to feel like he's got to give you the same length?
Yeah, 100%.
So if you think he's a better putter than you, give him the 4-footer. He's going to make it anyway.
Right.
I might miss one or two of those over the course of 18 holes.
If I can save one.
So, but then, the gimmies. It's tough to ever figure out, though, you know.
Where's the line?
Do I have to give it then?
Right.
Because I don't have to, but if I don't, then the other guy's going to think I'm a jerk.
Right. Am I bad guy because I win this match by one and I didn't give you the four-footer that you jacked
And
up?
Also, I don't think everybody would just want to be given everything.
Like, I don't.
If you're 7 feet away, you're not going to want me to go, you're good.
I would.
You'd want to punch me probably
I really
for that.
Don't like,
what are you to get out of my face? I'm going to make this putt.
come on, man.
Seven feet.
Let me play golf.
Right.
There was one, me and Jeremy, in our match last week. I bombed a drive on 17 at Delaware, if you know it, dogleg right. And if you go just over the trees, you feel like you always lose the ball, even though it should be like in the fairway or even in the rough, but not shouldn't be lost. You always feel like you lose it. I couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. Jeremy walked over. He was like, just take a free one. You're good. And I was like, we have a good match going here. I don't feel right about that. He was like, I don't want to. It's soft. You hit a good shot. You shouldn't lose this ball.
Yep.
Gallery would have found it. Like, just take the drop. You're good. This is right where you would have been. We know this shot. You've hit it a million times. And I ended up, I took it for our match, but for my score that I was keeping for myself, I added a stroke. So that was my compromise.
Okay.
I felt horrible about it, but he missed the putt to tie it. So it would have been a tie to a playoff. If I hadn't taken that extra stroke.
The other thing about the gimmies is if the putt is meaningful, if it's meaningless, who cares? Just give it.
Right.
But if it's meaningful, you know, like in a match play setting, if they've got, if it's a foot, I'm going to give it to you.
Right.
Even if it's the win, if it's 1 foot, but you know, a 3 foot putt that means something is different than a 3 foot putt that doesn't mean something.
For sure.
So.
For sure.
I'm learning. I'm still kind of new to the different. Because I'm much more casual with that when I'm just playing with friends.
Right.
New to the gimme law bylaws, the unwritten code.
Yeah.
When you start getting into stuff like that,
it's tough.
Maybe what I'm saying is I just like the tournaments where you have to putt everything out. Everything's clear then. I don't have to think about. You know, whether I should give it or not give it. Give me the tournaments where you just everything gets putt out.
Yeah. I'm not maybe as well versed in the golf etiquette world as some may be. I've played at Delaware Park and just started playing after I stopped playing hockey. So I guess I'm new into it still. But the gimmies just feel. I always feel bad after a round especially if there were like three where I was like, I might have missed that.
Yeah.
I never feel good about it. It just doesn't feel right. Me and Dad, Bulldog, we put everything out when we play.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
See, I am envious of that. I kind of want to become that. But it's so ingrained now in golf culture that nobody plays like that if you're just playing around.
Right.
That, you know, I'm going to be the jerk that shows up the first tee. All right, guys, we're putting everything out. And then one guy's going to miss a two-footer on the first hole and be like, that's Joe's fault.
Yeah, kick you in the chest.
That would have been good. I need to play with you two more, maybe is the answer. Yeah, so I can put everything out.
You know where we play. You know when we play.
Yeah. 803-0550. I do need to get out there. Nice Saturday morning. Oh. So I put a poll up in the 6 o'clock hour when we were talking about Reinhardt. So last night, Sam Reinhardt scores the second latest game tying goal in Stanley Cup final history. The first latest was game two of this series. Reinhardt scores with 19 seconds left. And how there really isn't this, it's not the same level of hatred, or maybe there is no hatred towards Reinhardt the way there is towards Eichel. One point we did not bring up in all the differences between the two, because I do think there are a lot. One is the contracts, how Eichel was on an 8-year deal and in the middle of it. The only way you're getting out when you have a deal like that, I think, is to make it ugly. Whereas Reinhardt, when you don't have a contract and you're a year away from being able to become an unrestricted free agent, I think it's way easier to get out without having it be tumultuous. So that's part of it. Eichel being the kingpin, he's Batman and Reinhardt's Robin. You know, it's not the Reinhardt era, it's the Eichel era. So his name is on, even if they weren't his fault, all the way, or even most of the way, even though it's not his fault that they don't win, his name is on that more than it is on Reinhardt's. The other difference that somebody in the chat pointed out that we didn't mention, and how much this really could have made up for a difference on these polls that I put up, which is just pretty simple, like kind of like figuring out what the approval rating is. Do you like Sam Reinhardt? You know, and what, 98% of my followers are going to be Sabre fans. So yes, out of 1,200 votes, 92% say, yeah, I like Sam Reinhardt. Sabre fans like Sam Reinhardt. Eichel, do you like Jack Eichel? 25% say yes.
Right.
That's actually higher than I thought it was going to be.
I
a quarter.
I thought it would be less than that, too.
So three quarters say no. And one thing that I saw a couple people mention that we didn't is how much damage did he do when he came back?
That's what always sticks out to me.
The night he came back, I wonder what this number would be if that night goes differently. As I always point out, I'm in the arena for that game, and it was hostile. He got booed every time he touched the puck. But as I've always mentioned, when it was time to show respect and kind of have a moment there, maybe you could argue he didn't. I don't remember what he did during it. But there was a tribute video, and it was mixed. But I've always thought, looking back to that night, I would have guessed it was 60-40 in favor of cheers.
Yeah.
So it wasn't everybody. And it was still pretty fresh then. So maybe it was closer to 50-50 then, of like, if you still liked him, if you understood it, if you, you know, empathized even with him for the team not letting him get a surgery, I don't know. But to see that where it's, no, three quarters of the fan base, you know, is a very small portion of it, say, no, I don't like him at all. And how much that could be impacted by they win that game, and then he says after the game, takes a shot at the crowd, saying, I never heard it that loud. You know, like, if Vegas wins the game, you never have him talk like that.
No.
And maybe this is better. If he just wasn't a little crybaby about it after the game and had a moment of maturity instead, maybe it's closer to 50-50. But instead, it's no, most people are like, I'm against you.
I think that that quote is what solidified him as an enemy, as a villain in Sabres land for as long as it's been. I don't think that there's any way with what the organization's done now that he would ever feel or fans would ever feel as strongly about him as they do now without that. I think if he had gone and been, never said much of anything, just sort of done his thing in Vegas, I think by now everybody would have been pretty much like, whatever, it's Jack Eichel, it doesn't really matter. But I think most people now still think, ah, Jack Eichel, that guy. Like, I think there's a lot of that still, and I think it all stems from just that quote.
Yeah. I think it didn't help, and I think there are still, I mean, 25% are still like, no, I like him. But that 75 number, I think, is higher because the breakup, it wasn't a clean breakup. The Reinhardt breakup was a clean breakup.
Right.
And, you know, it's very different on that end. You saw in the Sabres embedded piece, Reinhardt, I don't know how common this is around the league. Maybe this isn't as much as I'm going to make it out to be, but Reinhardt calling Kevin Adams and apologizing for letting the team down.
Right.
Even though he was the best player that previous season. Remember that year, Hall and Eichel combined for like 3 goals.
Right.
Reinhardt was the one who scored like 25.
Yeah.
And yet it was him apologizing. And, you know, how many of the fans saw that? Not all of them. It's not like that's the reason, but I think it's just the post-breakup life, it's been more clean on the Reinhardt end than it has been on the Eichel end. By a lot. Not to say that. Not to say much. Steve in Niagara Falls, you hang on hold. We'll get to you when we come back in Extendo Sports. We'll get you to the weekend. Jordan Spieth, 3 over par. He's out there right now. Got some guys going at the U.S. Open. 803-0550, the phone number on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.